Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
If you like what you hear, please follow the Upstate Golf Guys on all podcast platforms. And follow the Upstate Golf Guys podcast on Instagram and on Facebook to hear our latest episodes.
For this young Cinderella, he's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect. Don't you think? Oh, he got all of that one.
Welcome to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys podcast. Tonight I have a really special guest with us. He is a huge golf influencer in the YouTube world and the Instagram world, video creator, Brandon from New Nine Golf. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me on. Love the merch. The merch looks killer, man. That looks so good.
Thanks.
Absolutely, man. We're very pleased with it too. I'll make sure I send you a little gift for coming on, man. You could rock my merch up there in Canada.
Love it. Love
for sure.
It.
Absolutely, man. Brandon's been trying to get on Augusta. He started a little video series about a month ago, and I've been following it. I think it's great. I think it's amazing. He's actually met some awesome people along the way, right, man? Give me a little bit, start me out on day one with that, where you made the prank phone call asking if you can make a tee time. That was great.
Totally. So being a content creator, I have a list of 1,000 things that I want to do, and I kind of go through the list and see what I think is cool, what's doable, or what might tank, and I just cross up off the list. So one of the ideas that I've had for this longest time are, like, what are the chances a regular golfer can play Augusta National? That's, like, for me as a golfer, or most golfers, is probably, like, you know, the pearly gates of the golf world. It's like, you know, they hold the Masters there. There's so much history and tradition. And what's the chances a pretty regular golfer could play Augusta, right? So I knew that the first video would be me calling Augusta, try to make a tee time. Like, I thought that was just,
that was great.
Just so hilarious. Like, obviously you can't call Augusta National to book a tee time. For those that don't know, it's probably one of, if not the most exclusive golf courses in the entire world. So video one, I call up, you know, Augusta National. I just Googled their phone number. Hey, I just want to book a tee time. And they said, sir, this is a private course. You can't just book a tee time at Augusta. So I knew that was going to happen. Obviously, you can't play there. But I've been trying to explore how can the regular person play Augusta National. So far, I still don't have an invite to play per se, but I got a pretty cool invite along the way, kind of like midway through the journey. I was able to contact Mike Weir. So I'm from Canada. I'm from Calgary, Canada. Mike Weir won the Masters, obviously. He's a Canadian icon. So I tried my hardest to get in contact with them, or with him, sorry. I was talking to his wife as well, so I'm saying them. So I talked to Michelle Money, his wife, and Mike, and they were nice enough to invite me to the Masters this year. So I've never been to the Masters. I've gone into the Masters lottery draw every year, and it's always that decline, you know, better luck next year kind of thing, right? So Mike didn't invite me to play per se, but he invited me to the Masters. So to be Mike's guest at a practice round is pretty darn cool, and it has made this journey worth it.
That's amazing. Awesome. I heard the practice rounds are actually sometimes better to go to, just because the players, especially at the Masters, I mean, when it's game time, they're focused. Don't even talk to them during the tournament. But, you know, they said the practice rounds especially, they're a little more open to bullshit with you, you know, and They're fun. I think you're going to have a great time at the practice round.
Thanks, man. Have you been to any PGA Tour events before?
Mikey and I have been to a Liberty National. What was it about? It was pre-pandemic. It was the FedEx Cup. It was one of the what was it? I can't think of the name of the actual tournament, but amazing time. I tell everybody they need to go, and I'm actually trying to. I would love to go to the Ryder Cup in our home state in a few years. Bethpage is going to be pretty amazing. But yeah, there's nothing so like cool. It. Roger has not. We're trying to get Roger, but yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So jacked. I actually just went to my first PGA Tour event, kind of. I just went to the Waste Management, and it was a practice round on the Wednesday. And we had kind of a hookup to follow. Ricky Fowler was playing in the Pro-Am with Kygo. Kygo's big DJ. So the plan was to go follow them. And then we got hit by this crazy rain that came through Arizona. Like, it never rains in Scottsdale. So I didn't get to see one golf shot hit at my first ever PGA Tour event. So it was kind of a bummer to be there and not actually see any golf.
And then you also got invited by him to the
The President's Cup.
President's Cup. Right. It was on the top of my head. Couldn't think of it.
Mike's the captain of the President's Cup. So the President's Cup is basically the world, everyone but the U.S. versus the U.S. or everyone right. but Europe, sorry. So where the Ryder Cup is Europe versus the U.S., this is the rest of the world versus the U.S. So nice. He's the captain this year, so he invited us. It's going to be in Montreal, Canada. Montreal is a very fun city. Montreal. Have you been? Oh, perfect. Yes. You might know. I won't have to fill you in, but I'll fill the audience in that sometimes Montreal is referred to as like the bachelor capital of Canada. So a lot of fun can happen in Montreal. So I'm excited to take some boys out and go cheer on. Sorry, guys. Nice. Team International.
Nice. Now, when you were at the Waste Management, you got some good content up from that. Got some feedback from some of the players. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was invited to go to a Cobra Puma event. I got a pretty decent relationship with those guys. So they flew me out to Waste Management. They had an event set up with Ricky Fowler, as well as Gary Woodland, Justin Su, a couple guys doing a demo day for the new driver stuff. On my YouTube channel, I review a lot of golf products. So Cobra has kind of always hooked me up, so to speak. Yeah. So yeah, we went there. Saw that event, and then when we were at the Waste Management, we got tickets to like one of these big booths that was behind like the ninth green or something. So where this booth was kind of on the corner between the players' practice putting green and the driving range. So they had to walk down this catwalk to get from A to B. Right, and this booth that we were in was right where that was. It was like the only access on the entire golf course where you could see these players walk through. So at this point, I had 5 or 6 doubles. Like they're not short porn at the Waste Management, hence the Wasted Management. So as these guys, as I'd see these guys walking by, I'm like, man, this would be pretty fun to make an Augusta video. So I was kind of yelling at these golfers, like Justin Thomas. I said, Justin, what's the chances a regular golfer can play Augusta National? So I got to get a bunch of their responses and cut that up into a video for part of the series. So that's how I was able to get the access to kind of scream at these PGA players.
I loved Bo Hostler's response before he could even get it out. Yeah, so he's not going to happen.
Bo knew as soon as we made eye contact, he's walking towards me. He knew it was coming. So
it's cool that he watches you, right? You kind of had to have been like, that's awesome that he knew who you were before he could even get it out. He's like, this is the guy trying to play Augusta. Okay. I mean, yeah, I have a feeling, man, keep trying. You're going to get it. You're going to get it someday. And it is going to be an amazing story to tell because.
Just from that video alone, though, now they know who you are. And that's going to slowly, you continue this, it's going to make its legway, and it's going to, the opportunity is right at the doorstep, man. I think it's going to crack really soon.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
They say you're not supposed to ask to go. And I mean, you're borderline, you're not asking anybody. You're just, reaching out.
Inquiring.
Right, exactly. I loved what Bobby Fairway said about hopping the fence, if there is a fence. He just said sneak in. What do you think about Bobby Fairways? I've been following him a while. He's hilarious.
Oh, such a nice guy. He's one of the nicest guys. I mean, a lot of golf creators, he's one of the biggest, like I'd say in the top five. And he is so nice, had time to talk with me. Joey Coldcuts is Canadian. So talking to those guys, they were just so nice and gracious with their time. They're really they're who they portray they are. I think there's other people that are two different people, right? You're someone in front of the camera and so on, off camera. So I'm trying my best to be both, to be like these guys. But yeah, they were so awesome to be with.
You're getting there, man. I think you're on that path for sure, and I'm definitely honored you're sitting here with us right now. I'm not gonna say I didn't reach out to Bobby Fairways and ask him if he wanted to come on the podcast. Definitely got no response from him.
But, you gotta shoot your shot. That's half the game, just shooting your shot.
That's what I said. Network the people that I've reached out to, networking, just who I've met along the way already is amazing.
You're not gonna get a yeah answer if you don't ask.
You know, I gotta ask you, what is, besides somebody telling you to say you're Chris Kirk, what is the craziest other idea that just your fans or your followers that you can think of off the top of your head?
Like I documented that I've had offers that I could pay to play, like
right,
$250,000.
That's insane. $250,000 for, and I mean, you said that you're not really supposed to do that, but they do. Like, it's, what's the story there? It's like,
I think it's gray area. So I heard a story that there is a former Masters champ. I can't say what decade. I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to put him on blast. But there is a former Masters champ that charges to take people to Augusta. So I've been told from a couple people that might be an option. But
you don't want to pay, though. I mean, unless you hit one of those poker tournaments. That's what I was going to get. One of my questions I was going to ask. I know you're a big poker player. And, man, I've seen you be at the final table a couple times. You got to get one of those. You got to win one of those things.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been really close. I had some big cashes this year, or relative for my poker skill. But yeah, I don't know. I think money's a funny thing. You know, someone threw a boatload of money at me and said that, you know, you could play Augusta National for this. Maybe I would consider it, but I'm definitely not looking to mortgage the house to play Augusta.
And that ruined the whole, you actually, you mentioned it. It kind of takes away from the fun of it. I mean, anybody with money can go buy their way on, but what is the fun of that? You know,
exactly. There's no point for me in doing that. I think I would let down the audience if I said, "Hey guys, I'm playing Augusta, but I paid X to play it." Nope. I've talked to a lot of people that have built relationships with members that have something of value that they can offer that member. So whatever that be, right? So I had my buddy Tyson Lam on. He's a custom putter maker. He built an amazing relationship with one of his now really good buddies. And I'm sure they started talking about putters and the type of stuff that he does. So I think if there's anything that you could, you know, show the member of something of value that you can offer to the relationship, I'm sure there's a little bit of give and take. So they're definitely not charitable handouts by any means, but I think it's possible if you can offer them maybe the right thing.
Absolutely.
Grease the wheel.
Yeah.
You gotta grease the wheel.
Right.
Totally.
Take a shot. Absolutely. Yeah, just recently a video that you just posted. Was it at the PGA show with the launch monitor and the TrackMan? I wanted to touch up on this. The foresight. That was crazy, man. That was at the PGA show, right?
That was at the PGA show in Orlando. Yeah. So on my YouTube channel, I do a ton of like golf tech reviews, and I film primarily using a TrackMan. So I film at a fitting facility. They have a TrackMan there. They allow me to use it, but a TrackMan is like 40 grand. Like the average golfer cannot afford a launch monitor. And now with golf technology, a lot more people are aware of their club head speed and their ball speed and their launch angle and their smash factor, all this stuff. Right. So the launch monitor industry is blowing up. So there was only a couple guys that had a monopoly on the market, more or less, with like Foresight, TrackMan. Maybe you can throw a couple others in there, but they're like five figures to buy these things, right? So now there's some newer technology. These guys at Full Swing I've been working with for kind of the last year, trying to test their products. And yeah, so they had their launch monitor beside a GC Quad, which is Foresight's biggest launch monitor, and beside a TrackMan. And the numbers.
That's wild, man. 5,000 to 30,000.
Yeah, the live data was really close. It was identical for everything, but it was within a couple, right? So if I was carrying one 100 yards, the other one might have been 101. So like for me, it wasn't a big enough difference for me to be like, oh, okay, this one's 25 grand better than the other one. So it was pretty eye-opening to see, and I think they're going to disrupt the market for sure.
That's good to hear.
That's amazing stuff coming down. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And Full Swing is not really a cheap company either. So Full Swing is actually the golf simulator of Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has a full golf simulator in his house. And the house setup, like these things start at 5 grand for the mobile launch monitor, right? I'm pretty sure Tiger Woods simulator setup is probably in the $100,000.
Wow.
So they have everything, you know. They got the $5,000 that, you know, maybe you can save up and afford eventually, or split it with some buddies or whatever. And then they also have the like billionaire setup. So they got it covered, but yeah, it's pretty cool that you can get all that data for a relatively inexpensive price.
So, I love the video of you and your dad, you fitting his clubs.
Priceless.
It's awesome. I actually made these guys
it's
watch
it. It's actually
them.
A gem.
Your dad. And then
your dad's awesome.
And then the way he, the funny, how he hit the hole in one and lost the ball the next hole. He hit it into the woods. I said, God, my dad would do something like that. I don't know if you saw on my page, my dad, it's a funny reel. I put it to the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song. He couldn't get the tee in the ground. I golf with my dad maybe once a year, and he golfs with us a benefit tournament. So he gets out like twice a year. He's just a fun guy to golf with. He's hilarious, but he couldn't get the tee in the ground, and playing it to the music was just hilarious. And then he switches the tee like it was the tee's fault, you know, he couldn't get the ball. But yeah, playing with pop, nothing like playing with our pops, right? You know, it's cherish those moments.
100%. My dad introduced me to the game. I've always looked up to my dad. He was my role model. It's so cool that I can still spend time with him. And it's one of those things that, like, you know, as you see your parents get older, you realize, you know, that they're not going to be here forever. So now that I'm a dad, I'm really trying to just, you know, cherish the moments I have with him, spend more time with him, reach out to him. Because, you know, once you move away from home, you got your own life, you don't see your parents as much, right? So I kind of just had this realization. I was like, man, I should see my dad or my parents a little bit more often. And luckily, they actually just moved back to the city that I am in because now they have a granddaughter. So they got they got more reasons to come to visit us. And then they ended up just moving closer. So, yeah, that video was funny. It's like you guys will find, I'm sure, in the content space that you have some ideas and videos that you put like your heart and soul into. You're like, this is going to blow up. This is what's going to put me over the edge. This video with my dad was not that video. This was not the idea that I had. And within like the first 3 or 4 days, we were at like 100,000 views. And it's just on YouTube. That's like almost unheard of. So it's like, you're going to find that there's videos that you put your heart and soul into and they tank. And then there's other videos that you just pull using scrap footage that you had on your phone that do like a million views. It happens all the time. So
it just happened to us. It's funny you say that. I think I was joking with you about breaking the algorithm. I said, no, the feeling because I'm up to 20,000 views. It's like I got like 300 views on one video, 250, then there's 20,000. And I don't know what I did with this video. I don't know what the difference is, but, you know, I'll take it. People, I put my name, it actually made me change my title name to the Upstate Golf Guys Podcast. And then inside, I put the 518 Golf the Cape because I want people to see we're a podcast, not just, you know, 518 Golf the Cape. So I'm like, 20,000 people seeing me. I got to change my title here.
That's funny. No, good for you, man. Honestly, like the secret for those things going viral is consistency.
Yeah.
You can't outsmart consistency. Because if you got 1,000 videos and 100 of them go viral, it's a 10% viral rate. You know, if you only put out 10 videos and only 1 out of 10s, you know, has the potential to go viral. So like just keep plugging away, learn as much as you can, try to see what other people are doing, how you can incorporate that into your stuff. But the more you guys are you, the more people are going to be into that. There's so many guys that try to copy other guys or be like other guys. But what I found, especially in just this Augusta series, is just like the more you can authentically be yourself, the more people want to be part of that. So just stay consistent. You guys are going to keep killing it. I like what you guys are doing.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. Thanks for the good words. Tell us a little bit about this new exciting news you just dropped with this exclusive golf community. I'm actually excited to be a part of it. I'm going to join, man. I'm in.
Oh, sick. No, I appreciate you saying that. So New Nine is something that I always said after nine holes. That's kind of where New Nine comes from, is that I, you know, have kind of a crummy front nine. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, let's forget about that. Let's focus on what's ahead. Let's have a new nine here. So New Nine is kind of just like, let's forget about the bad, focus on the good. And the more I thought about that in my golf game, I'm like, it really applies to life. That all of us have dealt with bad breaks or bad stuff happens to us. It made us who we are today, right? So the new nine is we're building a golf community for like-minded golfers. So guys that have, you know, kind of been beaten up but are here for some redemption, right? So the community is going to be getting exclusive content. So it's content that I'm not posting anywhere else. So that could be anything from like tech reviews, product recommendations, some super like beginner stuff, like how to actually pick a set of clubs, how to get properly fit for clubs. There's a lot of information that I'm giving to this community that I would normally put out on other platforms, but I'm saving it just for this community. Something else that we're doing too is everyone gets a swing evaluation. So I think everyone wants to get better at golf and they just don't really know where to start. Should I get a lesson? Should my buddy teach me? Like, where should I go? I have relationships with some of the absolute best PGA coaches in the world. So everyone that joins the golf community is going to be getting a swing evaluation included. So you basically just film your golf swing from the front and the side, send it to me. It gets dispersed between my PGA coaches. And within 24 to 48 hours, they'll send you a custom plan on what we can do with your swing right now to at least improve a little bit. So it doesn't matter if you're like a 20 handicap, a 30 handicap, a 5 handicap, everyone has something to gain from the knowledge of a PGA coach. Then we also have a lot of lesson stuff. So something that's been pretty successful on our channels is golf lessons or beginner golf lessons, intermediate lessons. If you actually Google beginner golf lesson, I think I have the number one or number two video in the world. Like, we do a ton of beginner golf lesson stuff. So inside this community, you get a lesson pack that you can reference at any time. So it's always tough to find someone reliable. If you want to fix your swing, who do I want to go see to fix my swing? Well, if you're already in the community, you should trust our opinions, right? So you can go onto the community page. How do I fix my slice? Boom, there you go. From the driving range, you're hopefully fixing that out. On top of the coaching stuff, we're also going to have like a deal section. As a golfer, there's nothing I love more than deals. Like, if I can save any money on golf products, golf rounds, golf travel, like anything, mm-hmm. I'm totally down for some deals.
Absolutely.
I've been fortunate enough to build some relationships with a ton of golf product manufacturers, tech companies, travel companies that I'm trying to get exclusive deals for my community that you wouldn't get anywhere else. So we've been working on this for like the last 4 years, and we're almost at the tail end of everything being complete. So it's going to be new to us, new to the community, but it's going to give a chance for the community now to interact with each other. Right now, if you send me a message on Instagram, it's just me that can reply. But this is going to be like a chat form that someone can type in and say, hey, has anyone played in the, you know, on the Cape Cod side? Where should I go play? You know, you can jump in and be like, man, these are like the top three courses that you can play. So we're really bringing my community together for everyone to kind of hang out, shoot the shit, talk, learn about each other. And eventually we're going to be doing some like travel golf trips. So I got some of the best golf courses in the world in my backyard. Banff Springs in Canada, Canmore Golf. If you want to play in the mountains at like 4,000 feet elevation, 4,500 feet, the nicest, like think of Colorado on steroids. Like, that's my backyard. Oh my God. So then we can invite all the community to come play in an organized tournament. You get swag, get to meet people. It's just like, I'm so excited to bring this community together. So that's what we're
doing. Dude, I love it. I'm so excited that you're announcing it kind of on my podcast here. I mean, I know you already made the announcement, but this is huge.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
Four years in the working, huh?
I think I'm in.
Yeah. Well, we all need work. Listen, like you said it yourself.
I need a lot of work.
The professional golfers have coaches. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, so for somebody to say, oh, I don't need help with my swing, or I don't need somebody to look at my swing, is lying. You'll say it as a scratch golfer. You could probably use it.
100%.
You know, somebody just telling you, what am I doing wrong? I feel like I was hitting the ball so much better yesterday. I love videoing my shots and just kind of doing it, watching it in slow motion. He's laughing because I just do a little too much video content. I got a new GoPro, so I annoy these guys sometimes with the golf videos. But
it's 25 minutes is setting up for a 30-second video.
That's nothing, but
he gets it. Well, listen, I don't have my own video guy. You know what I mean? I'm working on it. I put a post out. I'm trying to get maybe one of the cart guys over at our local golf course to follow us around and do some videos, so I don't got to worry about it, you know?
Well, man, you should see, like, once you get down the rabbit hole, like a 25-minute setup is nothing. I should show you guys my studio. Give me one second. I'll turn my lights on just so you can see
what I'm
working with. Okay, so here's what you see. Here's my background. I'm just on my laptop. If I swing this around. So
we wow. Okay.
Well, where are we? Spotlight. This is another light over here. This is for a top view camera. I got a bunch of like sound dampening stuff on the wall. Like, it's just legit. Like you start with one GoPro and then you end up with like fucking a whole bunch of for golf stuff.
So I'm not the only one that's crazy.
No, that backdrop.
Not at all, man.
All right, bro.
Thank you. No, you're not crazy.
We already got a bag full of stuff that we don't even need. So
yeah. I'm lucky that my wife is supporting me on this, because when I brought it to her, I said, you know, it's pretty cheap, I think, to do a podcast. You kind of just hang out with your friends, you do some recording, and that's it. But it's definitely cost me a little more money than I expected, with, you know, just some of the microphones, the GoPro I bought, the merch we're buying. I promise her that I'm going to be selling some of this merch. I am definitely going to be giving some of it away to my, you know, good friends and supporters that have been with me since day one. But it's definitely, I'm spending some money. So
the guy started his store, but he's got nothing to sell. Yeah.
I know exactly. I did the exact same thing, and I still continue to do a lot of the same stuff. Right. What's cool about having a podcast is you're starting a business, right? So you can get down the rabbit hole of like write-offs, right? So all of the merchandise that you're giving away to friends is a write-off. So you're not necessarily getting the money back. You don't make tax on it, whatever. Right. But you're invested in yourself. And in my opinion, that's the best investment that you can make. It's one thing to buy a stock or buy a car, or buy your house, and, you know, hope and pray, whatever. But if you can invest in yourself, like, there's no safer investment, right? Because you are the reason if you make or break it, right? So even though you're putting money into this, you're one sponsor away from recuperating all of that and then giving you some extra, you know, beer money on the weekend kind of thing.
Right.
And then it snowballs and you consistently grow. But I think a lot of people don't realize that this is a business, right? And it costs some money to get your microphone, to get a GoPro, to, you know, hire an editor. Like it's a lot of work. And if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So you guys already, you're doing the hard part by just starting.
Absolutely. For sure, man. So I think I'm going to get you my video ASAP, because we got spring right around the corner. We have a big trip coming up in April. We have 8 of us going out to the Cape, and we have a private course that we're getting on. And we're actually going to be able to play unlimited golf. It's like a stay and play package. So it's going to be pretty sweet out there. So maybe I'll get you that video out soon, so I could get working on my swing with that awesome new golf community, man.
Yeah, we're playing Sunday, man.
Yeah, Sunday, you know, it's winter golf still. Sunday, yeah, I'll just be, there might still be snow on the ground up here. We have a course here that's open all year long. Do you have any courses out there that's up in Canada that's open all year? That's just if you want, like, it's a shithole, but if you want to get out and play.
Yeah, in Canada, yes. Like, far west, like Vancouver areas, you can usually golf year round. Where I am, honestly, today was minus like 25 and there's snow on the ground. Like, it's
can't,
like,
you want to
punch yourself in the face where I live right now. It's terrible golf in the wintertime. What I was going to ask you about when playing private courses, have you started using your podcast as leverage at all? Like, have you reached out to any courses and say, hey, I got a golf podcast?
Well, that's the goal. Actually, yes. Ocean Edge, the place that we're playing at, he's interested in getting an interview. And I said, listen, if we could get, so Ocean Edge is where my parents have a condo. What we're doing to get on the, my parents have a condo out there, but they're not golf members. It's like, we're sports members, so we could use the access to the pools, tennis courts, all the whole nine with that. But
no golf.
Golf membership is another. And my dad, like I said, he golfs twice a year. He's terrible, so he's not going to spend the money, not just for me to use it. So I said, if we could get in with this guy out there, I said, and he gets to know us a little bit, I said, maybe we won't have to do the stay and play package to get on this private course. We could just play when we're out at my parents' condo, because we're paying, it's like $350 a man to for
stay
8
a
of
hotel.
Us. Basically, we're staying at the hotel that is on the same grounds as where my parents' condo is. Like, the condo is, our parents' condo is actually on the 8th green of this course. I sit out on my back patio and I watch the golfers come through and wishing I could play. But this year, I said, the only other way that they allow non-members is the stay in place. I got to pay some money, but we're going to cough it up. $350 ain't bad for playing. We're going to play 3 rounds, so.
That's awesome.
That's not bad at all. But yeah,
the course is butter.
Oh God, it's amazing. So there's that. I said I'll get to know him. And then I'm thinking maybe when we get a little bit bigger, that's when I reach out to some of those Eastward Ho members and ask if anybody wants to do an interview. Because you can't ask right away. Like you can't ask just to come on to Augusta. You got to kind of.
I guess we should just give it a whirl and give them a call and try and book a tee time and see what happens, right?
That's what I'm getting at. Like, the fact that you guys are already consistent, I would, like, look for any of these courses that you want to play, contact email, someone marketing, right? Golf courses love marketing. Golf is one of the fastest growing sports in the world, right? And there's no set follower amount that someone has to see for them to, like, you know, consider you. If they see that you're active and you're doing stuff, it's like, who doesn't want free marketing? So it goes back to, you don't ask, you don't get, right? So I would continue to reach out to places that you want to play. Just say, hey, we got this really cool golf podcast. We got this really cool community. We're growing. We'd love to play your facility. Any chance that, you know, we could play for, or, you know, we could play for giving you guys exposure. That's kind of how I would leave it, but it's worth a conversation.
Yeah. And it's, it doesn't cost you any money to ask, you know what I mean? The worst thing is they don't respond to you like, you know, like many other many others have with me. So,
worst they could tell you is no.
Yeah. I've been told no many times, you know,
exactly.
Especially by females in my life, you know, many shot downs, but Brandon, I like to ask, my guests, especially scratch golfers, just a quick line of questions.
Sure, go for
it. You ready for them?
Yep.
All right. Start with this. Any hole in ones?
Yeah, I got one hole in one.
Okay. What course?
It was the Boulders in Carefree, Arizona. We were on a boys' trip. We were playing a skins game. We said before the round, we said, okay, if anyone gets a hole in one, it's $100 a guy. That hole in one was the only hole that I won. And I think I only ended up winning like $80 because I had so much money on all these other crap holes. But yeah.
Mallet, putter, or blade?
I'm kind of a putter psychopath. I think right now we're sticking with the mallet. Got a lab mez in the bag, so I'm going to stick with that.
All right. Favorite club and bag?
Favorite club on some days is the driver. If it's going good, I love that thing. Other days, my two hybrid. I got this trusty two hybrid that's just like butter off the tee, kind of that safe club. So I love my two hybrid.
All right. And ball of choice? What ball
this year? This year, I'm going to be playing the Pro V1 X Left Dash. I was trying it against some other balls last year, and this thing just went a mile. And where I play, there's so much wind. So you need a ball that can really cut through the wind. And this is the only ball that I can hit high without the wind affecting it. So. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the Pro V1 left dash.
All right. A funny story about the golf balls is my wife. She doesn't understand. I told the last my last guest this brand new golf ball. When I spend money on golf balls, you got to tell her, Brandon, for me, you need brand new ones for especially big events, because she says you got like 40, 50 golf balls down in the basement, but they're all used. She doesn't understand, right? You need brand new ones.
You'd be surprised on the it's funny. I was doing a video about this for the community today, talking exactly about golf balls. And it's so true. Like there's so many, like people sell recycled golf balls, right? You buy like AAA or AA recycled golf balls. These golf balls are coming from the water. That's like where the majority of these golf balls are coming from. These scuba divers have these contracts with golf course. They can go in there, scoop up 50,000 golf balls. To hit a ball that's been submerged in water for like even a week, you're losing like 20% of the spin, the distance, the playability. It's 100%. If you need me to talk to your wife, I'll send her an email or text.
I really appreciate that, because she just never understands why I'm buying new golf balls when she sees hundreds. I don't know why I save so many old ones, to be honest. I always think I'm going to just like crush them in the woods someday or something, but I don't know. All right. What is your best way to get over a bad hole? You know, just to move on. It's a mind game. So it's, you know,
so I got two answers for it. So my answer, if I'm just playing with the buddies, also I'll get the drinks flowing, because I care a lot less if I'm drinking. I'm there for a good time. You swing loose, you know, the swing oil. But if it's like a tournament round, I think it's like, I've been in so many tournaments where I'm just like, okay, let's forget about it. Like next hole. So it's like not uncommon to, you know, have like a bogey and a birdie or something, or double bogey and a par. You got to focus on what's ahead of you. You can't change what already happened. All that you can do is control the things that you can control, right? You can't worry about what happened in the past. So I try to just forget about it, move forward.
So you just put a video out. I don't know if it was a recent one. I was scrolling through trying to see some of your content, and you bogeyed, you three putted the first hole, you bogeyed it, and then you finished off one under on the nine. Is that right?
Yeah, one or two under.
Three birdies. You were lights out. You had a crazy scramble on a par five to go up and down. So there's a perfect example of, I mean, me, I would fall apart three putting, missing a three footer, especially knowing I could golf at your caliber. You turn it right around. I think you par the next one and then birdie the next two or something, and you were on fire, man.
Golf's a funny game. Like, it's like when you see the ball drop, it's just such like a, it feels so good, right? It doesn't matter if it's like a 3 footer or 10 footer. You know, sometimes you get those ones that you're not supposed to make, like a 20, 40, you know, 50 foot putts. Like, they happen. I've been in those golf rounds where it feels like nothing's dropping. And those rounds, unfortunately, just have to ride those ones out. And I've played some of my worst golf and some of my most important golf tournaments. And all you can do is kind of just learn from it. Do a little self-reflection and go, you know, what could I have done? Did I have to hit driver here? Or did I have to try to hit this crazy flop shot? So I think with golf, there's a lot of self-reflection. But at the end of the day, you know, unless you're doing this like for a living, like a pro golfer, it doesn't mean anything. No one cares what you shot. You're the only one that cares. And if you're okay with it, well, you know, you'll be okay.
Exactly. All right. Last question. I like this one. On a short par four, are you more a layup guy or a go for it kind of guy?
Depends on the type of par four. I wish golf was that easy. I play with some guys that the driver's the best club in their bag. They'll hit it 300 down the middle every single time. I'm not that guy. So if there's no hazards, I'll bang driver. If I can be 50 yards right or 50 yards left, I'll hit driver and try to have my short game save me. There's some holes that I play where there's, you know, water left and OB right. Well, in that case, I'll probably smack the two hybrid and hit a little flip wedge in there.
Yeah, I'm always going for it, man. That's why I'm not going to break 80 again anytime soon.
Layups are for LeBron.
He always says layups are for basketball, you know. So, anything, Brandon, before we you go.
I got one quick question. Go ahead. So, with this whole Augusta journey, how long are you going to go on it, you think? Say it doesn't pan out. Well, how long, like, what's your cutoff to be like, man, this just doesn't, it's not worth it anymore?
I think for that to happen, I would have to get blacklisted from Augusta National.
Okay. So
if Augusta National sent me like a cease and desist that said, stop talking about Augusta National. You're never going to play here. This door is closed. Like,
that type of shit happens, right?
100% it does. Yeah, but on the flip, so I've talked to guys that have got, let's say head covers, for example. They have a head cover company and they make a Masters themed head cover. Well, they got so big that Augusta National, they own the rights to that color combination, right? So they get a letter in the mail that says, hey, this is your cease and desist. Stop making all things Masters related.
Wow.
And then fast forward 3 years later, Augusta National is calling them, say, hey, we want you to make us some Masters head covers for our members.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Who was it that had a Porsche that was the Masters theme? The colors. Oh, colors.
Patrick Reed crashed it.
Yes. Crashed it and it turned up. I heard a little bit about that story. I wasn't too sure.
Yeah, because that's like, I don't even know how to phrase it really, but like you're on the path to do it. But if you start doing it and they see it so well in effect to how many other people do it, like, are you concerned about that kind of thing?
You know what? I like to think that I'm hopefully, you know, one of the first guys or one of the only guys that are actually trying.
Only guy I've seen doing it.
I think I don't think nobody, number one, to get the followers that you already have is tough in the first place. So if some schmo wants to try it and let him, so be it. You know what I mean? He's not going to do what you're doing.
So like there's been some creators that have played there. So there's a couple things with Augusta. So like if I was to actually play there, I couldn't share any videos of the experience. I'm pretty certain that I couldn't share any video footage of my experience going there. It's different if you go to like a practice round. Practice round, you're allowed to bring your phones to the Masters. You're allowed to take video. You can bring a real professional camera. Like, you can get some really cool stuff there. But if you go to
But you can't bring your phone into the actual – the practice round you can, but you can't bring it into – no pictures during the actual round, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So just the practice rounds.
Yeah.
But I've talked to some guys that have played, and I had a guy who showed me his entire 18-hole round on his cell phone at Augusta National. His caddy took a video of every single one of his swings, but he has this just for his own safekeeping, for his own memory. He can't, if he posts a video to social media that'll get back to him, he's banned for life. So if someone has that conversation with me and says, hey, just so you know, you can't post anything. Like if, you know, they know what I'm trying to do, then obviously I would respect that. On the flip side, there's those guys, Dude Perfect. I don't know if you've seen their video where they play Augusta. Do you know Dude Perfect? Have you heard of those guys?
Trick shot guys, right?
Exactly. They're huge. Millions and millions and millions of followers. Some of the biggest guys. So they played Augusta National playing this thing called All Sports. So all sports is golf, but instead of teeing off with a golf ball, they're hitting a baseball off of the first tee. And then their second shot, they're throwing a wiffle ball to the green. So it's this really like hokey sport thing. And Augusta National allowed them to play that on like one of the most holiest golf courses ever. So that's why I'm kind of like, never say never. They obviously got an opportunity. Bigger than I am. But in my opinion, throwing a wiffle ball or throwing an earth ball on Augusta National is a little bit more, you know, disrespectful than just a guy trying to go play and have a good
time.
That
surprises me. That surprises me that they allow that, to be honest there.
If you haven't seen the video, you guys got to check out the video.
I'm sure it's funny. I'm sure it's, you know, I like that. I like the who's the other comedians? Country Club Adjacent guys. You ever see those guys? They're funny guys.
I'm good buddies with them. Country Club Adjacent. Funny.
They're awesome. Guys. You know those guys. They're hilarious, dude. I like following them. Of course, Bobby Fairways and Cole Cuts. And you think Fat Perez has a shot down there at that tournament that they're doing? What do you think about that?
I think that's so cool. Like, I'm so jealous that they get to play,
He's so living it up, isn't he? He's awesome. He's soaking it up like a sponge.
As they should. Like, it is so cool. I think all of us would. So
it absolutely is. Come on, are you going to get on? We got to get you on there next. I know you wanted to get to that good tournament. I think you should have been there, bro. I think you're out there. You know. Next time.
Thanks, man. Maybe next year. You know, it's like that Happy Gilmore, you know, his hockey tryout clip. I called your name, didn't I? No. Oh, next year, right?
I'm pulling for you, bro. I think your followers grow. Like, I mean, they've been growing day by day for sure. And you're kind of just getting this journey started, really, at the end of the day, comparably to other people, right?
It's like, I feel like I have and I haven't, because I've been doing this is like my fifth year doing content creation, right? You probably didn't know about me till like 3 months ago, right? So it's just funny how sometimes you put out one piece of content, it blows up, and then that's your identity. So I've kind of just embodied this. I'm the guy trying to play Augusta National, but I've been doing driver reviews for the last 5 years that I don't hear as much about.
Like you said, you had the, for the beginner golf, it's like the second most watched. What do you think? Now I have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. What would you say like the best age to get started? Cause I did start my 7-year-old. She just can't really hold the swing. She doesn't have the strength to hold the club out and swing it correctly, but she's got that eye to ball coordination, which I'm, you know, trying to focus on that. The swing looks ugly, but I'm just forgetting that she's 7. And you know, what are your thoughts on the best time to start them?
You know what? I wish I had more dad advice for you. My little one is only 1 year old, so I can't speak from personal experience. I think just like from my buddies that have younger kids is that the kids that like care actually want to be there. So I got a buddy, his son is like 11 or 12 and he plays like super crazy competitive golf. He's like 50 pounds soaking wet. He's this little scrawny kid, but he like drops birdies like there's no tomorrow. And he wants to live at the golf. He wants to be there. I think my fear in getting my kids started too young is that they might like start to resent it or not want to be there, or it feels like they're, you know, they have to be there with dad. So I would say if they show interest and maybe there's not some things that you can't teach them, then maybe throw them in like a kids camp. Find somewhere that has a kids program so that they can socialize with other kids. It's still fun. There's some games. There's some, like at my course, they do that all the time. I see, you know, 20 kids running around a green. One of the assistant pros is helping them chip or putt or whatever. So I think if they can enjoy being there, I think that's all how all of us got into golf, is like no one was forcing you to be at the golf course. So I think if the kids show interest, then maybe you can look into like group lessons. That's where I would start. I don't think you want to be like the Earl Woods, you know, taking out the spoon when your kid hooks a shot or something, right? So I wish I could speak more from experience, but I think in the back of my mind, that's kind of my game plan, trying to introduce my daughter to the game.
Yeah, I just want them to enjoy it. Of course, my daughter, her favorite thing, of course, is riding in the golf cart.
Always.
You know, can we drive the golf cart, Dad?
And sometimes when little kids, they listen to other people better than they do. Than
your parent. Yeah. That I will say from experience, Maya, especially softball, I'm a assistant coach and I always send Maya over to the other coach. Like, cause she just doesn't listen to me. Mm-hmm. She won't listen. It's so frustrating. you'll deal with that. You'll understand with the little one. How often do you get out now with a little one? You used to not get out as much. How's that working out for you?
You know what? My wife is a big golfer. So she gets it, and she knows that I'm trying to tackle this to do this full time. She knows that this is now my life. I'm definitely golfing less, you know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit more responsibility. I can't just give the kid to my wife, you know, 5-6 days a week. That when I was, you know, kidless, before kids, when we were just, you know, dinks, you know, dual income, no kids.
When you did have golf course. Models.
No, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Like, I played almost every day. Now
it's 36 holes a day sometimes. Yeah.
Totally. It's like, I'm just so fortunate that my wife gets it. Last year she took the year off because of, she was dealing with, you know, a pregnancy. Like, it's crazy what women can put their bodies through to birth your kid. But this year we got her membership back. So she's back. So she's going to play ladies night. I'll take the kid on Tuesday nights and she can get back socializing and playing because I'm just so lucky that, that she likes golf.
Did you see those, I think it's called the Kid Caddy or the.
Yeah,
get one of those, bro. They're great. 100%.
I think I got two on the way. They've reached out to me a handful of times to review their products. So I'm so excited to get that.
Awesome, dude. I'm glad you know about that.
I've taken the kid already. I think we put her in the car seat. She's maybe been with us for like 3 or 4 full rounds. We just put her in the golf cart, kind of ratchet strapped it in, and mom could be with her and I could walk. And, you know, she has to feed. She'll pull over and feed or skip a hole or whatever. But yeah, she's been on the course for.
Listen,
or five
I don't know. With parents like you and your wife, I don't know how the kid won't love the game growing into it, you know, just being around it so much.
I wish my parents played. I didn't pick it up. I didn't pick the game up until late. So,
well, she's either going to love it or hate it. I don't think there's going to be any.
That is true. Listen, Brandon, we really appreciate you coming on, man. I know your time is valuable. You're a busy dude. You got a kid. You're always got something going on Instagram. Super excited to be part of this new golf community of yours for sure. I think these guys are really excited about that too. After hearing you talk about it.
Absolutely. Sounds awesome. I can't wait.
We'll help any way we can with that. If you need anything, you let me know. I'll help spread the word for sure.
I'm excited for you guys to be part of it because it's, like I said, it's a community thing. So I need community involvement to make sure that we're doing some right stuff, or you want to see something different or get different deals or deals on specific stuff. Like, this is a community for all of us to just have some type of involvement, have a say. So I'm really excited for you guys to be part of it.
Absolutely, man. And I hope you could fix my swing anyways. I have a little bit of a duck hook or a hook when I miss. He's not a genie. Listen, I don't know if I think my hands might be a little in front of the ball too much, and I come around a little too fast. There's a few things. I golf with a scratch golfer who's in our tour, Adam. He's shoots in the low 70s regularly, and he's been trying to fix my grip a little bit and a few things. So see what happens. I hit my three wood better than my driver. And I don't even know why I even take my driver out of the bag. I really don't.
I know that feeling.
I know that feeling. 30 yards. It's like, why do it? Why put myself through the torture? So we'll see what happens, man. I'll send you some videos and we'll get Roger some videos over there. And absolutely.
Give it to me, doctor.
So I'm interesting. I played baseball my whole life and I batted left-handed. So I never had any left-handed golf clubs, so I taught myself to golf righty. So I have the baseball grip. I leave my hand open. Like, and when I watch my own swing on Instagram or whatever, it is awful. Like, my grip is so bad, but I can't do the lock my fingers. I can't do it. I'm a baseball player, so by nature, it's just.
He hits the ball better than all of us. He's in the low 80s, but he also golfs. He's a member at the local course, and his schedule is wide open with work. He goes in at 2 in the morning so he could go golf every day. So he picked up the game and learned it real quick.
Sacrifice.
So and I'm officially like a 17.2 on the tour handicap. I broke 80 one time in my life at Eagle Crest. Everything was going right last year. My buddy Brad, one of our other partners here, he was busting on me. He's just because I was making putts. You know what I mean? Things I don't normally do, and he's just. I remember even I had to putt off the fringe for birdie. It was like a 40-foot breaking right to left downhill. And he's just like, "What did you take today? What are you doing? What got into you?" But those are the kind of for me. Those are the kind of things that needed to happen to break 80 because I'm not as consistent.
Lucky.
But yeah, I mean, I was just hitting everything, man. It was the hole looked bigger that day.
That's what keeps you coming back, right?
Hell yeah, dude. Absolutely. Hell yeah, man. But anything else you want to like plug before you before we let you go? You know,
where can the people find you?
Yes, you guys can find me. I'm most active on Instagram at New9, so spelled N-E-W-N-I-N-E Golf, New9 Golf. You can shoot me a DM. I try to talk to everyone that I can. I'm also on YouTube at New9 Golf as well. Just got onto TikTok. That's where all the kids are these days. We're trying to blow up the TikTok. But if you follow me on one of these platforms, you're probably going to see all my content. So, yeah, feel free to reach out, and then you can also join the New9 Golf community. So I'm super excited to have you guys there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for hopping on, Brandon. We really appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
For sure, man.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the home. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport.